Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a sizable crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind man, the son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging. On hearing that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have pity on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take courage, get up. Jesus is calling you." He threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. Jesus said to him in reply, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man replied to him, "Master, I want to see." Jesus told him, "Go your way. Your faith has saved you." Immediately he received his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of the Lord. In 3 weeks, I leave to celebrate the High Holy Days at the shrine of St. Hubert. And I gather together with a group of my brothers, and we hold that time as sacred. And there are many reasons why I love that time and that place. But most people don't understand that. I think the biggest part I love about it is the fact that you literally unplug from things. There is virtually no TV signal other than maybe one station if you get the antenna tilted just right, and the only thing you'll be able to get is a Lions game, which really nobody wants to do. And the other thing is, to get a cell signal, you've got to go stand halfway down the drive next to a particular tree and hold like one hand and one foot up in the air to be able to make a call. So all of the things that are a distraction or that are stressful in life seem to melt away. Last year, it was particularly lovely because I heard nothing of pandemic or election for a period of about 5 days. And it totally dropped my stress level down. But that's really not reality. We are connected to one another. And sometimes what we hear is for any warm corner you can curl up in for the night to survive. Yet Bartimaeus began to hear these stories of a holy person named Jesus from Nazareth, who had proclaimed the kingdom of God. And there were even stories of him healing those who were afflicted and proclaiming forgiveness of sin and that God's love was poured out for all people. And as he began to hear these stories, his heart began to change. And he became convinced in his faith that Jesus was someone he could look to, and rightly so. Well, he heard that Jesus was passing by, and he wanted to make sure he had an opportunity. And when the energy level among the people began to pick up, he would have known it was Jesus coming through. "Jesus, son of David, have pity on me." And that's immediately what happened. And Jesus' love was poured forth upon Bartimaeus, and he could see. But the rest of the story is what's most important. Because immediately Bartimaeus began to follow him. Well, if you grew up in a family like mine, you probably heard at least once, if not more than once, be careful what you ask for, because you might get it. Bartimaeus asked to see. Well, we ask to see too. We want to know. But oftentimes when we know, we see things we don't want to see. We see suffering and oppression. We see bigotry and struggle. But we ought to see those things because Jesus sees those things. And if we follow him, as Bartimaeus did, then it's up to us when we see those things to work to alleviate them, to do what we can to eliminate suffering when we come upon it. It's not always easy to see those things. In fact, sometimes it's painful and stressful, but we still need to keep our eyes open to them. Because as a disciple, as someone who has found sight in Jesus, we're called upon to make his presence known to all we meet.